The Hobbit, Part 4, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
It was nearly evening when Bilbo's
father and my grandfather. They were a long-lived and magical race, and this might even be one of those that were alive then, a couple of hundred years or more ago. The men of Dale used to have the trick of understanding their language.
Be open and suffocate in here.
Oh, trapped. It's Yen.
We'll die here.
Come, while there's life, there's hope, as my father used to say.
They went. The dwarves made a deal of puffing and shuffling which echoed alarmingly, but not a sound stirred below. Near the bottom, Bilbo slipped on his ring and went ahead alone. But he did not need it. The dark...
He wouldn't go on squeaking.
He's lost his light.
Come, one of you, get another light. It seems we've got to go and help our burglar.
It's about our turn to help him, and I'm quite willing to go.
Let's all go. I expect it's safe for the moment. Come on.
All right.
He shot with a great yew bow till all his arrows but one were spent. As he bent his bow for the last time, something fluttered out of the dark to his shoulder. It was the old thrush, which perched by his ear and...
Not understand him, but that old bird understands us, I'm sure.
I only wish he was a raven. There used to be great friendship between them and the people of Thror. They often brought us secret news.
I knew many among the ravens of the rocks when I was a dwarf lad. This very height was once named Ravenhill because there was a wise and famous pair, Old Kark and his wife, that lived here above the guard chamber. But
many are gathering hither beside the birds. For many are eager for a share of the spoil. Already a host of the elves is on the way.
The elves?
I have spoken.
Our thanks, Roak Kark's son. You and your people shall not be forgotten.
Spearmen was seen crossing the river and marching up the valley. They bore with them the green banner of the elven king and the blue banner of the lake, and they advanced until they stood right before the wall at the gate.
They have come.
Ooh. We came expecting to find none living here, yet now that we are met, there is matter for a parley and a council.
Who are you? And of what would you parley?
I am Bard, and by my hand was the dragon slain, and your...
Bard will himself contribute to the aid of Escaroth or Laketown.
The treasure is mine.
Then Thorin seized a bow of horn and shot an arrow at the messenger. It smote into his shield and stuck there...
...against you, but we leave you to your gold. You may eat that, if you will.
Gold in itself, and to me it is beyond price. That stone of all the treasure I claim for myself, and I will be avenged on anyone who finds it and withholds it.
Look! It is the old...
Drew a rope from his bundle, then climbed to the top of the wall where Bomber stood watch.
It's mighty cold, Mr. Baggins. I wish we could have a fire up here as they have down in the camp.
It's warm enough inside.
I dare say, but I...
Alley. At last he came to the bend in the stream where he had to cross if he was to make for the camp as he wished. It was not easy for the little hobbit, but he was nearly across when he missed his footing on a round stone and fell into the cold water with a splash.
Fool deserves to starve.
I see your point of view. At the same time, winter is coming on fast. Before long, you'll be having snow, and supplies will be difficult, even for elves. And there'll be other difficulties. You've not heard of Dane and the dwarves of the Iron Hills?
Are you betraying your friends, or are you threatening us?
My dear Bard, don't be so hasty. I never met such suspicious folk. I'm merely trying to avoid trouble for all concerned. Now, I'll make you an offer.
Let's hear it.
You may see it.
Seem in league. Never again will I have dealings with any wizard or his friends. Now, what have you to say, you descendant of rats?
Dear me.
So Bilbo joined Gandalf and Bard, and together they returned to the camp in the valley. That day passed, and staff blazed forth with a flash like the lightning.
Halt! Halt! Dread has come upon you all! The goblins are upon you! Balg of the North is coming, O Dane, whose father you slew in...
The dwarves of the Iron Hills plunged in, wielding their mattocks, and beside them came the men of the lake with long swords. Panic came upon the goblins, and many were flying back down the river to escape from the trap. Down, too, came many of the lake men, and out upon the other side came many of the spearmen of the elves. Once again, the goblins were stricken in the valley, and they were piled in heaps till Dale was dark and hideous with their corpses. But
the eagles...
Some are in the hunt, but most have gone back to their eyries. Dane has crowned their chief with gold and sworn friendship with them forever.
I'm sorry.
What?
I should have liked to see them again. I'm almost afraid to ask, but what of my companions?
Wherever you fare... If ever you visit us again, when our halls are made fair once more, then the feast shall indeed be splendid.
If ever you're passing my way, don't wait to knock!
Goblins had captured them before. By now a bright sun was shining over the outstretched lands. There behind lay Mirkwood, blue in the distance. And far away was the lonely mountain on the edge of eyesight. On its highest hill had driven the necromancer from his dark hold in the south of Mirkwood. At last they said farewell to Elrond, and by June they had arrived at a hill overlooking Bilbo's home. The site of the place where he was born and...
Only quite a little fellow in a wide world, after all.
Thank goodness.
Dungeons deep and caverns dim, we must away ere break of day to win our hearts and gold from him.
Tom Luce as Thorin, Eric Bowersfeld as Bard, Pat Franklin as Roach and the Elf King, and Gale Chug as the narrator.